Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome, and Merry Christmas, I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, December the 20th of 2021. And I'm so grateful to have all of you with me tuned in, all of you who have decided to tune in. And glad to have you no matter what you're doing, whether you're just sitting around at home, maybe you're out on the road Christmas shopping, maybe you're making, preparing, baking cookies and things like that, getting ready for Christmas, maybe Christmas Day, or getting ready for Christmas Eve, or maybe a party that you might be having in the few days leading up to it. And we're just glad to have you with us, whatever you're doing, and it really is a blessing. And this week on our shows, if you're Grinchy at all, you won't like this week very much, because we're going to be reading the Christmas story, talking about the birth of our Lord Jesus. I'll be singing a lot this week. Even there'll be some poems, a couple different poems. There'll be no, there won't be that. Sorry, clearing my throat. There'll be discussion about some certain things that have to do with Christmas, like, Santa Claus, like the true Saint Nicholas, where did that come from? Christmas trees, wreaths, candy canes, different things that we do around the holidays that truly do have spiritual meanings behind them. And so it's going to be a fun week. Some point I'll even be discussing some Christmas memories. One night I'll even ask whoever I'm with to maybe talk about what their favorite memory is of Christmas. And so it's going to be a fun week. And I'm looking forward to it. And just to give you a heads up, there'll be some songs that'll be sung that you may all know and love. There may be a few others that maybe you hadn't heard before. We had a singer come to our church Thursday night, and I found both of these, a couple of different songs after he was here, but I thought he had wrote them, but they're pretty cool. And so it's going to be a good Christmas week. as you're getting ready for Christmas, as there's no denying now. I was at the store today picking a couple things up, and first when I got there, wasn't busy at all, but 20 minutes later when I left there, register lines were getting longer, parking lot was getting fuller, and kind of that little reminder. And so, and of course we have to I did my song last night at the Christmas music night at my church. I would encourage you to please go online to YouTube, go to Mark Barclay, search Mark Barclay on YouTube, and then you'll see the link, you know, that says Mark Barclay Ministries. And then if you make it, select it so that it goes to the newest videos first, you'll see the first video that'll say Christmas Music Night. And click on it. Go ahead and watch the video. It was a good thing. Not only was I in there, but really celebrated, you know, the Lord's birthday. You know, it was powerful. And also it was, there were things about it that I honestly thought were funny. Like the people from my church who put it together kind of made their own parody of It's Cold Outside. And it really was funny. And they were in like the 40s at this train station. And people were snowed in. No, not last night. We weren't snowed in here last night, no. But as far as the play, Christmas Music Night play thing. It's like we were snowed in. And so it was a good night. And I would encourage you to please go on YouTube. Check that out. You'll be glad you did. And if you're not in the Christmas spirit, well then, well, I don't know what'll get you there. I saw a post on Ask Midland. I mean, excuse me, let me say it this way. I saw a post on Facebook with people from the city here in Midland, Michigan, where I live, in my community. And I saw, and someone posted this question. Would many of you consider please leaving your Christmas lights on until like January, February? And they were talking about how January and February are dark months of the year, as far as like, I mean, super cloudy and that. Did you see that, Shelley?
Yeah, I did.
I was glad that someone put that out there, Shelley, and that me. And I never thought of that before. The only time I ever thought of anything like that was March of 2020 with the whole, you know, overreach, lockdown, shut down, shut up and do what I say. Yeah. you know, 15 days to slow the spread, which is now too many days to count. And but some people got their stuff back out. My hope is that now that someone shared it, my hope is a lot of people will do it. And I'd like, I wish that people in other cities could see it and that it could, like, grow into this movement. And I would call it, don't take down Christmas too early, if you know what I mean. I've heard stories, not necessarily heard stories necessarily, but I've seen before. You know, I've heard of where people take down their Christmas stuff on Christmas Day. On Christmas Day. When I first heard about it like 2 years ago, I thought it was something I would never hear of in my life, but I did. And I'm like, huh? Have you heard of someone taking it down on Christmas Day, Shelley, or even before? Sorry. But, I mean, listeners, it's like, listeners, don't be that person who takes it down early, before Christmas, at least. It'd be cool if you left it on, at least left it up to January, and maybe sometimes you turn the lights on, maybe other times you don't turn them on, but at least leave them up for a while. Because they help bring some joy. Even if maybe you take down your tree, at least leave the lights up, as they can bring some cheer. And so, yeah. So the plan is for tonight is that we'll sing, you know, we'll sing some songs, and then what'll happen is we'll have the word and the discussion thereof, and then we will get into you know, have our discussion about it, and then we'll have a we'll have a sports update at the end, including what happened with the Lions yesterday. And you'll be impressed. I would basically say it was nothing short of a Christmas miracle. So I've been thinking lately, you know, what are some of your favorite, you know, Christmas movies? I've seen quite a few different good ones. There was one I watched a couple nights ago when I was at my parents' house, and we watched White Christmas, which is a movie from 1956, something like that. But it was a funny movie. It was a good movie, Christmas themed, and it's still a good movie. And then I like, you know, some of the most loved Christmas movies of all time, like Elf, The Grinch, Home Alone, Santa Claus, Jingle All the Way, multiple different good Christmas movies that I enjoy. And So I'd be curious to know, listeners, what some of your favorites were. But there's lots of good ones that you can choose from to watch. And some of you may be wondering, if you went and saw that new Spider-Man No Way Home movie, you may say, well, Miracle Man, do you like Spider-Man? Well, yeah, I don't have a problem with it. I enjoy it. Well, Miracle Man, you're going to go watch it? Well, here's the thing with that. A big movie like that comes out in December before Christmas. Don't get mad at me now when I say this, but it won't even be anything that critical either. But I'm about to say either. It's just a personal choice of mine. I will not go and watch one of those big new releases if it comes out in December before Christmas. I will not go to the theater and watch said movie until after Christmas. Why? Why? Because, especially if it's mid-December up to the 25th, 26th, I'd rather go watch a Christmas movie. Like, whatever happened to making good new Christmas movies? That's what I'm curious about. Just think of someone like if there was an Elf 2 on IMAX. Or and you may say, Miracle Man, what about Die Hard? Oh, in my opinion, not exactly a Christmas movie. There's scenes of Christmas, there's Santa Claus, you know, different Christmassy stuff, yeah, but it's just not a Christmas movie. I won't get into why it's not, but because if I do, it could turn into a whole debate. And I would rather not do that tonight. So, couple of real quick announcements. First thing I want to mention to you, very quick, is our PayPal. I will do this first for a change. You can go online to paypal.com if this show has been a blessing into your life at all. Please go online to paypal.com. And then when you see the search bar, you can type in Rivers Shukla. Again, that is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. And the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. I want you to please keep in mind that the R, the first R in Rivers, and then the S in Shukla are both capitalized. Also, please keep in mind that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. Please keep that in mind. Please, 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 please. Just please keep that in mind. And so, yeah. But what I'm trying to tell you is when you sow your seed, I always pray over the seed that you sow. And when you sow a seed into the Miracle Man show, It truly is good ground. Oh, by the way, it's not just good ground, it is great ground. It is great ground. Showing and sowing a seed into this program is great ground. I'm serious. I'm not just making this thing up. It is great ground. I promise you that. You can take it to the bank. You really can. All right. So, regarding that, as you sow your seed tonight, a verse that comes to my mind is, therefore God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory. It says, my God shall supply your needs according to his riches in glory. Just saying, that's what it says. And so I want you to have that in your mind. And my God is more than able to prosper you. Amen. And I speak, I pray that you'll prosper, and I pray that you'll have the best Christmas you've had ever. In the name of Jesus. The other thing I want to mention to you really quick is our book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of the first 30 years of my life. And I know it's been 2 years since the book was written, but, you know, God's still faithful. God still does things for me. I'm still alive, still going for God, still reaching the lost, still doing this broadcast. And just keep going for God. Whatever I feel God telling me to do, I do it. At least the best I know how. Amen. And you can go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out more information about the book. Again, that is Rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, ofmiracles.com to find out more information about the book and how you can get it into your hands. Because I want you to sell this book into someone's life. I want you to read it for yourself, and then I'd love for you to sow it to someone. Or, hey, you can go on the website even if you've already read it. You could. And if you haven't read it, you could go on there and buy one for yourself and then buy one for someone else to give to them as a Christmas present. Because that could make a good Christmas present for somebody. It really could. Because Christmas presents are good. All right, we're going to have a real quick station ID, and then when we come back, we'll get into some Christmas music.
Not flush.
Here we are. All right. We are back now. It's time for to get back into the program. And before we sing our song, I want to remind you, you can go to your local McDonald's and grab yourself an any size Coca-Cola for a dollar. While you're there, you can, why not grab yourself a Christmas pie or two or three? What the Christmas pie is a pie that instead of the apple pie, it has custard filling in it. Instead of the apple filling, it has custard filling in it. And it's delicious. And they call it the holiday pie, but I like to call it the Christmas pie. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. See restaurant for details. All right. I'm going to sing a few Christmas songs. We'll start with the one that is a very popular one, but somehow I did not do it this year yet. And by the way, keep in mind, do know that this was a Christmas song that I actually sang for the Christmas music program 2 years ago, the last time they had it before last night. So with that, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in the five and ten, should actually be, take a look in the $1.25 store, glistening once more, with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere. Not the prettiest start to sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that'll talk and they'll go for a walk is the hope for Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. There's a tree in the Grand Hotel and one in the park as well. A sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start. And the prettiest and the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. A pair of hop-along boots and the pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that'll talk and we'll go for a walk is the hope for Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. Sure, it's Christmas once more. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. Doesn't matter how far away you go, you roam. If you long for the sunshine and a friendly face, for the holidays you can't meet home, sweet home. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. Doesn't matter how far away you roam. If you want to be happy in a million ways, for the holidays you can't be home, sweet home. I met a man who lives in Tennessee, and he was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific, yes, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. Doesn't matter how far away you roam. If you want to be happy in a million ways, for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home. I met a man who lives in Tennessee, and he was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific, gee, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. No matter how far away you roam. If you want to be happy in a million ways, for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home. For the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home. I'll be home for Christmas. You can count on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents under the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light leads. I'll be home for Christmas if only I'll be home for Christmas. You can count on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents under the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light leads, and I'll be home for Christmas, if only in my dreams. Yes, a couple more. All right, now let's do this. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is Lord. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. The wise men and the shepherds were watching flocks by night. And he was born. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is Lord. By that holy word, go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is Lord. Yes, go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is Lord, that Jesus Christ is born. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now here's going to be the last one that I sing for tonight. Coming up in a second. We are going to sing one more. Now, rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel. What shall come to thee, O Israel? Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel. shall come to thee, O Israel. Likewise thy rocks and shepherds, heavenly, O Israel. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O We're so grateful to you, Lord God, tonight. We honor you. We worship you. We thank you for who you are in our lives, what you are in our lives. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for this week. This week where we are celebrating your birthday, Lord God. I pray that in our minds we would all remember what December 25th, Christmas Day, is about. It's about your birth. Yeah, there's other things involved that aren't all necessarily bad, but may we somehow remember, do something that shows that this is truly about you. If this is your birthday, and I thank you, Lord God, for that we would show you that we appreciate you. We would appreciate that you were born into this earth for a reason. And I thank you, Father God, that we would not lose track. And I thank you that as we study your word tonight, that every person hearing the sound of my voice would be able to focus on your word tonight as we study and learn about you. And now, Lord, I pray that you would meet every need represented, that you would heal our bodies, heal our minds. Lord God, take all sickness and disease away from our bodies right now so that we can be healed and whole. And I take authority over COVID and all and colds and flus and all other stuff that's going around. And I thank you, Lord God, that we'll be able to live happy and healthy in you. In your name we pray, Jesus. And now I make my confession over this program. I say that sponsors and partners would come into this program, that increases in listenership would come into this program, that finances would come into this program. And most of all, Jesus, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming in as a result of this wonderful program. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Let's make our confession. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what the Word says I have. I can do what the Word says I can do. Today I will be taught the Word of God. My mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. Never, never, never. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. More than a religious book to me. And more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Go with me to Luke 1. And go with me, please, to verse 26. Don't want to start in the middle of a passage. So I'm going to start at the start of a passage. We'll begin with Luke 1:26. Luke 1:26, NIV. For the next bit, follow along, please. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And the angel went to her and he said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child. You will give birth to a son. You are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the God of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel. "Since I am a virgin," the angel answered, "the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month. Nothing is impossible with God." "I'm the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you said." Then the angel left her. 39. At the time Mary got ready, hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, when she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb for joy, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child that you will bear. But why am I so favored, and that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished." And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but he has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but he has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as he said to our fathers." Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home. When it was time for Elizabeth to have her baby, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown her great mercy, and they shared her joy. On the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child. They were going to name him after his father Zechariah, but his mother spoke up and she said, "No, he is to be called John." They said to her, "There is no one among your relatives who has that name." And they made signs to his father to find out what he would be named, what he would name the child. And he asked for a writing tablet. And to everyone's astonishment, he wrote, "His name is John." Immediately, his mouth was open, his tongue was loosened, he began to speak, praising God. The neighbors were all filled with awe. And throughout the hill country of Judea, people were talking about all these things. Everyone who heard this wondered about it, asking, "What then is this child going to be?" And the Lord's hand was with him. His father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he prophesied, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come and he has redeemed his people. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he said to his holy prophets of long ago." Salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy to our fathers, remember his holy covenant, the oath that he wrote to our father Abraham, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies, and to enable us to serve him without fear and holiness and righteousness before him all his days. And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High. For you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way of him, for him to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, through the rising sun, will come to us from heaven to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace. And the child grew and became strong in spirit, and he lived in the desert until he appeared publicly to Israel. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken. We'll skip the first couple of verses. We'll go down to four. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. She gave birth to a son, to her firstborn son, a son. She wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in the manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. About these shepherds and angels. Verse 8. There were shepherds living out in the field nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good tidings of great joy that will be for all nations. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angels, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace of men, on whom his favor rests. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and plunged those things in her head. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the wonderful things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise him, the angel's name had given him before he had been conceived. When the time of their purification, according to the law of Moses, had been completed, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to visit him, the Lord, as it was written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord, to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord. A pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon. The Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Moved by the Spirit to the temple courts, when the parents brought in the child, Jesus, to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, and now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for preparation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, "Mother, this child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign who will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed. A sword will pierce your name, Saul too." I'm going to quit right there. What you see there was Mary was pregnant, and then Elizabeth was pregnant. Elizabeth was very old. She had been barren, and then her womb was opened, and at first, what had happened was they were thinking of naming him after his father, Zechariah, but then Elizabeth spoke up and said, nope. We are to name him John. So they did this tablet thing, and they wrote on it, his name is John. The Holy Spirit had revealed something, had revealed things to Elizabeth. Just as he had revealed things to Mary. And by the way, how Mary even got pregnant before she was married to Joseph? Folks, that was from the Holy Ghost, as it says in Matthew. And Joseph was afraid because he didn't want to marry someone who was pregnant before, I mean, who had gotten pregnant before the marriage. But then he had, and then he was told, you know, he was told basically, you know, don't worry. Don't be afraid to take Mary home as your wife. He's with child. He's pregnant. She's with child. She's pregnant. However, what is conceived in her is from the Holy Ghost. From the Holy Ghost. And then Gabriel came. Gabriel came to talk to Elizabeth. He also had talked to Mary a different time. And then when at one point the baby in Elizabeth's womb leaped for joy because of a greeting that I've been given. Imagine a baby that's not even born yet, and he just leaps in the womb of his mother for joy. Just incredible stuff. And then the angel of the Lord even told Mary, you know, he will do great. He'll do many great things. Later on, it was also said by prophets that though he would be great, he would be a sign that would be spoken against. Nations would fall and rise. And they also said that, you know, the kingdom of Jesus would never end. I'm so glad that that's true. His kingdom is never ending. Never ending. Later on, when in Jesus' ministry, Jesus even said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away, which also means his kingdom will never pass away. His kingdom will not end at any point for any reason. The kingdom of God is eternal. And you see the shepherds, you know, they were looking for the baby. And then, you know, they got told, you'll find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And he was there because there was no room in the inn. Notice it doesn't say why there was no room in the inn. It only says that there was no room in the inn. I don't know what was going on. No idea. No idea, no iota. No maybes about it. No ifs, ands, or, you know, buts, howevers, whatever you want to call it. You know, I've heard before, if it's and buts with candies and nuts, we'd all have a very Merry Christmas. Are you sure about that? Well, I don't know. That, by the way, that's just That's just a funny poem. That's all that is. I don't think there's any truth to that one whatsoever. So take that for a grain of salt for what that is. And what does that have to do with my lunch? My message? No, well, nothing. Just had to get that off my chest. This child. Jesus. Born in a manger. For unto us a child is born. You know, all the great things that he would do. All the great things that he's done for us. And now we celebrate his birth. And even in stores, in restaurants, some certain restaurants, you'll go in and you'll hear Christmas music. I know, you'll hear Rudolph, you'll hear Let It Snow. You might even hear, you know, a song about Dominic the Christmas Donkey. You might hear a song about that Grinch. But then in that, you'll also hear songs about the first Noel, away in the manger, oh, holy night. You know, those songs about our Savior. I pray that many people, when they hear that music, that would make them think, oh, that's the reason for Christmas. This right here is the reason for Christmas. For God so loved the world that he gave. You think about this. Those shepherds and wise men, they gave him gold, frankincense, and myrrh, whatever, however way you want to say it. I haven't heard someone by mistake who was little once say frankenmuth. They meant frankincense, but still. Gold, frankincense, myrrh. All representing something different. You say, why'd they give him that instead of giving him other stuff? Well, there were reasons for that. There really were reasons for that. What were they? I don't know. But obviously, God knows. Praise God. And so, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this word tonight. Thank you for this wonderful word. Thank you for this wonderful season. Thank you that we would take time to tell people to tell people who may ask questions, what is this season truly about? What is it really about? And we can say, you know, obviously it's about Jesus, who was born lying in a manger and different things about him and why he came under the earth and the different things that we've discussed. around this wonderful Christian holiday called Christmas, Christ Mass. And we just thank you, Lord God, that throughout everything we do, may we not lose track of what this means, the true meaning of what your birth means for us in our lives. And I thank you, Lord God, for that. And that even with our Christmas tree, even with our decorations, the candy cane, even the lights and all that, yeah, they're wonderful to look at. They're awesome to look at. They're great. But who would truly realize what it's really about? And I'm just thankful to you. Happy birthday, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful message. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. In terms of, forgot to mention this earlier, but I want to mention this right now about White Christmas. Where, if you live here in Michigan, where you live could be a deciding factor as to whether or not you have a White Christmas. Here is why. A couple different reasons for that. Sorry about that, my silly doorbell. I wish that was something that sounded like Christmas, but it's not. I wish it was a sleigh bell. I wish it was something, you know, something, maybe Santa Claus coming 5 days early, but sadly it's not. Someone needs to find a way to make the buzzer system in my apartment sound more Christmassy. But it doesn't. Okay, so enough of that. Anyhow, about the White Christmas. There is a chance, a big chance, that it's going to depend on where you live. Why? You see, in this area around here, there's about a 40% chance of snow showers for tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night. Nothing huge, but, you know, just some snow showers. Down to the state, downstate, it's non-existent. Up north, could be 1 inch, could be 2 inches, could be three, could be four. And then Wednesday, Thursday, Wednesday and Thursday, it's going to be in the 30s, everywhere in Michigan. Thursday into Friday, what you see is down, is here and further south, you see it going into the low 40s. Especially for Friday. And then for Friday, for here on downstate, especially downstate, you see just rain with maybe a few snow showers mixed in. But further north, you see more snow showers and maybe a little bit of rain showers. So I think if you live up near Cadillac, north of Cadillac, going over towards Gaylord, Traverse City, places like that, your chances of a White Christmas up there are higher. Down near Detroit, the chances of a White Christmas are next to zero. And by the way, if you live in Ohio and some place, I mean, excuse me, that state to the south, some place like, for the most part, your White Christmas will be a dream. Just a dream. I hate to inform you of that, listeners, but the truth is, that's where we stand right now. Figure I'd just give you that little White Christmas update as to where things stand. Because Bea and I sing a song about a White Christmas. Figure why not give all an update on where we stand on a White Christmas. All right, time for a sports update. Lions, a Christmas miracle, beating Handily, one of the best teams in the NFL, the Arizona Cardinals 30-12. 30-12. The Lions couldn't score 30 points in any of their other games this season, but they did it yesterday. Jared Goff threw three touchdown passes. Three of those. Their defense did a wonderful job yesterday. I don't know what to call what happened yesterday, anything short of a Christmas miracle. I don't know what to call it. They did it. They did it. I had stuff to do yesterday. I didn't have a chance to listen to the game. And I thought for sure they would have lost, but they didn't. They didn't. They won. Bad news is Jared Goff is unfortunately now on the COVID-19 list. Red Wings are paused until the December 26th for the same reason. And all this quarantining players, quarantining people, quarantine just because you're in contact. Really? Quarantining healthy people. Oh, overreach. Something has got to give. Something has got to give. But as far as the Lions are concerned, I know some people might think, well, since they won, they might lose their spot in the draft. Really, you're concerned about that they might get second or third draft pick and not first. Hey, we've lost so many games over the years. They're rebuilding that team, working really hard to build that team, to try to make it a good one. If you keep trying to make it so that your goal is to get the best possible draft pick all the time, that means you're just going to be a whole lot of losing. Instead of focusing on trying to get, see what kind of draft pick you can get and what have you, why not start winning now with what you have? Win now. That needs to be the mindset of Mrs. Ford, and it needs to be the mindset of the coaching staff, the management. Coach Dan Campbell. Offensive coordinators, defensive coordinators, running backs, quarterbacks coach, linebackers coach, everybody. The players themselves, everybody's got to buy in. Why not make the focus winning now? Try to win the rest of these games. Try to win the Atlanta, in Atlanta, on the 26th. And then get a win on the second. And then beat Green Bay on the ninth. That could bring hope. That could bring hope, folks, to end on a 4-0 like we did in 2010. And then in 2011, we started 6-0. That was wonderful. Oh, but then we fell off. I know it. But, folks, until tomorrow night, we wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your King. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. All right, folks, until tomorrow night, God first, God always. And if I don't, no, you're on until after Christmas. Merry Christmas. God bless you, everybody. So long, everybody.